You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Right, we're going to take stock of some of the currency moves that we have seen take place in the month of June. And I can say that we started the month, we walked into the month of June with the rand trading at around 15 rand 50 cents or so to the dollar. The picture materially different at the end of the month in terms of what the rand is doing against the dollar. It is weaker, presently 16.37 or so on my screen, so it's like almost a rand weaker. And here to tell us what this all means and how we should interpret it is John Cairns. He's the client strategist at Rand Merchant Bank. John, thanks so much for your time. I see that, I mean, the pace of weakness really accelerated towards the end of the afternoon, but just help us take stock of the currency's moves. I mean, how we got there and what this means.
So the big picture view, Sisi, is worries over a global recession that's been weighing on markets' minds for the past couple of weeks, and the data continues to be pretty poor and risks of that recession are clearly growing. Again, we've got some US data today that was pretty negative. And global recessions typically very negative for the rand. The last three U.S. recessions have seen significant rand weakness, those rand blowouts. And the market is worried about that, and the market is reflecting that. And then we add our own local negatives, particularly the load shedding and that dramatic slowdown in consumer confidence in the second quarter that suggests South Africa is itself moving into recession.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. data you referred to that came out this afternoon, are you talking about U.S. consumer spending that showed that it actually was lower for the first time so far this year, as well as a key index that the U.S. Federal Reserve looks at in terms of measuring inflation that also came out? Is that the data you're talking to or talking about or something else?
Yeah, no, spot on. So it's U.S. personal income and consumption spending, and it showed a deterioration in consumption spending. So as we've seen in across a lot of the world, high inflation, interest rate hikes weighing on the economy, weighing on spending and confidence. U.S. data has been weakening dramatically over the past couple of weeks, and today's data just feeds into that view.
Isn't that a good thing, though, in terms of the U.S., John? I mean, in as much as it's saying, okay, the U.S. consumer's under a bit of pressure, the economy might slow, might even slow into recession, but it also says they're spending less, so inflation might actually come down, no?
Yeah, spot on. So it's an issue of too hot, too cold. So it's what we want is a Goldilocks economy. What we need to see, what we ideally hope for, is a slowdown in the U.S. economy. Unemployment goes up a little bit, pressure on inflation eases. Anything that's too hot just brings inflation back. Anything that's too cold just generates those fears of a recession. Definitely the data over the past few weeks has been too cold, suggesting a dramatic slowdown in the U.S. economy, and that's what's worrying markets.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this week, some important conversations were had in Portugal. I'd love to visit one day, maybe. But important conversations by really important people, central bank governors of key institutions, the U.S., the Bank of England, the ECB, even our own SARB was there. And I'm just interested in your view of what they had to say. I know you were following the headlines, but what was your key takeaway from what was said in Sintra, Portugal?
Yeah, I think they need to send a good journalist from SAFM to cover these issues. You see?
I think me.
Yeah. Now, the key takeaway there is the central banks talking tough on inflation, unconditionally putting their support behind bringing inflation under control. And importantly, what they're really signaling is if they have to create a recession to bring down inflation, then they will. So there's been a sharp change, particularly in how the Fed speaks about this issue over the past couple of weeks. You know, you go back to the Fed meeting, they weren't talking about a recession. But Powell, Lagarde from the ECB, both saying, if we have to generate a recession to get inflation under control, then we will. In other words, the lesser of the two evils is a short-term recession, rather than letting inflation remain out of control for a number of years and creating long-term economic damage.
And then in terms of South Africa, you referred to the consumer confidence numbers that came out this week, apparently the worst level of confidence in our democratic order, so in like 3 decades or so ever, barring from what happened during the COVID-19 lockdowns in the second quarter of 2020. But consumer confidence really, really depressed right now. And does our South African Reserve Bank have the luxury to say, I'm going to deal with the inflation at the cost of recession?
I think it's probably more incumbent on them to bring down inflation. We have a terrible history of inflation in South Africa. The Fed, ECB have 4 decades of keeping inflation low. They've got a lot of credibility. We've only really managed it for the past decade and a half. The Reserve Bank can't let inflation under control, and they're under exactly the same pressure. Admittedly, inflation is less of a concern in South Africa. It's still worrying, but not nearly as bad as in the developed world. But as you alluded to, our own governor made a comment, and he continues to suggest aggressive rate hikes to bring inflation under control. This is something that we are going to have to deal with, unfortunately, despite the economic consequences.
Mm-hmm. And that comment was that 50 basis points is on the table, so that inference as to what may happen at the July 21st Monetary Policy Committee meeting. And I was reading a bit about that, and apparently it actually tempered nerves a bit, that the Reserve Bank could have gone higher, could have gone as much as 75 basis points. And I would like to know just your reading of markets right now, your reading of what the bond market is saying, your reading of how the rand is positioned. Do you think that the rand and the bond market, our local market, has also ruled out the probability of a 75 basis point interest rate hike next time the MPC meets?
Yeah, so spot on. So if some people did take that comment, we prepared to do 50 as indicating they won't do 75. I think that's well justified, but even a 50 is obviously hawkish.
Mm.
Just to take the two markets, if we look at what's happening in the interest rate markets, global markets are pricing that global central banks have to hike rates very, very quickly. And that same pricing has come into the market in terms of expectations of Reserve Bank hikes, pretty much multiple 50s priced into our curve. While I do believe, and I think most of us believe, that the Reserve Bank has to hike to bring down inflation, as I say, the market's expectation of the number of hikes seems extremely excessive. Talking about the repo rate even going up to 8%, 300 basis points of hikes in the next year, it's very hard in our minds at Rand Merchant Bank to see that playing out.
Mm-hmm.
The Rand's more of a negative story. Commodity prices are coming off, global recession risks are rising. I'm worried about the Rand. I've been talking to our clients at Rand Merchant Bank and F&B, advising them about the risks that we could be going into a very negative Rand scenario. And indeed, that's been playing out the past few days.
Mm-hmm. So in that advice, what have you told them about how to play the second half of the year? What should they do?
So it's hope for the best and plan for the worst. So let's hope the Fed manages to get that magical soft landing. But the risks are pretty much that they generate a recession either through a policy error or purposely to bring inflation down. And again, historically, whenever the U.S. has gone into a recession, the Rand has weakened significantly. And when I mean significantly, I really mean that. I mean, 20-30% moves in dollar Rand to the upside to Rand weakness. So hope for the best, but plan for the worst, particularly importers. Pretty much obviously going to be exposed to any significant Rand weakness. To the extent that you are buying offshore, hedge that risk. The normal forward exchange contracts are adequate products. It's more complex for our export clients. Mm-hmm. Those who can use more complex instruments, there are good instruments that we advise. So anyone out there, please check us and we will provide that advice.
All right. Good to know. Thanks so much for opening yourself up there just to fend any questions around the complexities and protecting one's business, particularly as an exporter, from these tough times still. John Kenz, the client strategist at RMB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.